May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. Well, thank you very much for welcoming me here today. One of the things I'm really enjoying about my new role is that I get to travel about and visit lots of different churches in the Archdeaconry. So it is very good to be with you today. And hopefully when I come back the next time, we'll be over the road. It'd be nice to see over the road as well. Family means getting together and having a laugh, making sure everyone's all right. Because sometimes a smile isn't what it seems. Family means making mistakes, having regrets. Family means keeping it together when you're falling apart and knowing that some family you choose and some you don't. Family means keeping safe. And when it all kicks off, you stand up for your own, because family means being there no matter what. Family means new arrivals, starting again, burying the past and living with the consequences. Because whatever happens, family means everything. I've heard those words quite a bit recently, and if you've turned into BBC One or any BBC station to see a particular programme, and you've tuned in a little bit too early and you've caught a trailer before your programme has started, you may have heard those words too. I should have probably tried them with a different accent, because they form the voiceover of the latest EastEnders trailer. I see some of you obviously recognise some of those words. And as those words are voiced, snippets of plot tease their way across the screen, and it's EastEnders, so there's not much keeping peace evident in what we see. Soap operas thrive on the drama that comes from conflict. However, they both reflect and exaggerate the kinds of cracks and challenges, dramas and dysfunctions that we know can and do shape family life. Not for all of us, all of the time, but maybe for some of us, some of the time. Family means everything. I wonder what comes to mind for you when you hear those words. What memories or reflections surface? What's going on in your families now? Family means everything. Perhaps you might consider holding in your mind this morning the ways in which this statement is true for you, or the ways in which it might challenge you. I mention this because family means something to God. Family is important to God. Family is part of God's loving purposes in creation. Just as there is purpose and order in God's acts of creation, so there is purpose and order in how God seeks relationship with us and for us. And so in Exodus, we encounter these loving purposes revealed by God to God's people in the giving of the Ten Commandments. Their importance is reflected in the significant build-up in the preceding chapters. There's a sense of anticipation and drama. The Ten Commandments are to do with the relationship that God desires between God and God's people, a relationship shaped by and overflowing with love. The fifth to tenth commandments are about the foundational and fundamental relationships of life, the ones that are essential to our well-being and flourishing. A relationship with our parents, our families, with our spouses and partners, with our friends and neighbours. But the first four commandments are foundational and fundamental too. They concern our relationship with God. Honour your father and your mother. I wonder what comes into your mind this morning as you hear those words. Whatever comes might be to do with the stage of life that you're at, the age of your parents, your own age. Last year, when my dad had to have a whole series of tests for prostate cancer and then an operation, we had to live with uncertainty in long periods of waiting. I'm sure that many of you will have experienced something similar. I know that at that time, what it meant to honour my parents shifted quite a bit. My parents married young. They had me when they were very young. There's only about 20 years between us. And at the moment, I think we don't do a bad job of looking after each other. But in the future, I'll need to look after them much more. And I'm an only child, so that's quite a scary thought. And I need to think about how I will do that, what impact it will have on me and on them. And this will be the case for so many of us. Honouring our father and mother will be about how we can best look after them, provide for them, as they enter the final decades of their lives. This is a far cry from the relationship we may have had with our parents as children, as teenagers, or as young adults. And for those of you who are parents and grandparents, it probably means that you look at the relationship you have or had with your parents in a different way. And of course, honouring our parents may not be the easiest of things for us to do. While soap operas are not a reflection of all of our lives, they do hold up a mirror to some of the experiences and challenges that people face. We may not all have or have had good relationships with our parents. Even where relationships are largely good, we don't always manage to relate well to each other. We also know that family is not always a safe place for all family members. Sadly, we know that it can be a place of fear. It can be a place of abuse. Families come in so many different forms and shapes, and so do those who have some kind of parental role in our lives. It may not always be our parents who have been in that kind of role for us. There's the family we choose and the family we don't. And so there is a challenge in the commandment to honour our parents. Reflecting on this commandment is an invitation to think about all of those people who have taken a parental role in our lives, however that may have played out for us. Our own parents, those who raised us, those older, wiser figures who have entered our lives and have shown us care in particular ways. People from whom we have learnt how to live well. People who have reflected for us the parental love of God, our Creator. So today, we may find ourselves giving thanks for those positive and life-giving relationships. But we may also have questions, concerns, and hurts about those relationships that have been difficult for us, where parents may have failed and it has been hard to honour them. Honouring may require us to consider understanding and forgiving that which might seem inexplicable and unforgivable. How can we positively honour our parents or those who are like parents to us? And for those of us who are parents and grandparents, what honour-worthy behaviour would we want to display? In our reading from Matthew's Gospel, we encounter one of the episodes when Jesus was challenged about his understanding of the law by the Pharisees. In his response to them, he refers to the fifth commandment, to honour mothers and fathers. The Pharisees come to him, accusing his disciples of breaking one of their traditions, one of their accepted practices around purity and cleanliness. And it was just that, a tradition and practice that had developed. Its status as law was tenuous, open to interpretation. Jesus' response to this accusation is to challenge a tradition with little foundation with one of the commandments. Why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? Another commonly accepted practice of that time was for people to shirk their responsibilities for their parents by offering a nominal gift to the temple. In that way, they could claim that what resources they would have had to support their parents, they had given to God. So Jesus accuses them of hypocrisy for favouring this tradition or practice over and above the commandment of God. More than that, they've made the word of God null and void, found a way to disregard it. In the words of Isaiah, as quoted by Jesus, "This people honours me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines." Their hearts are far from me. As if we needed reminding, our relationships with others are intimately connected with our relationship with God. No one relationship exists in isolation. If our hearts are far from God, we have lost that connection with the loving Creator who has such loving purposes for us and for our relationships. How much harder is it to keep those six final commandments if we haven't considered the first four? In the life and ministry of Jesus, we have somebody who understands the complexities of life and of our relationships. He was a child who drove his parents to distraction and despair when he got lost in Jerusalem. He caused them concern as his ministry unfolded. He himself asked the question, "Who's my mother, my father, my brother, my sister?" He acknowledged that familial relationships go beyond blood relationships. He had challenging things to say about family. "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." He knew that a life of faithful discipleship causes us to reevaluate all of our relationships. The good news is that in Jesus we have a Saviour who understands the messiness of life. The plot twists and turns of EastEnders would have been familiar to him. He comes as one who steps right into our lives, however they may be. That's what Emmanuel means. God with us. Whatever our lives have been, whatever they are, whatever they will be. He comes as the one who seeks to shine a light on our relationships for how and what they really are. To give thanks for all that is good and healthy and flourishing. But he comes too to mourn where relationships have broken down, where we have not been loved as we should have been loved. He comes to challenge us where our behaviour may have caused hurt, where it may have been dishonouring. And he comes to comfort us and lead us to a place of healing where we have experienced hurt and where we struggle to forgive, let alone forget. In Christ, we are invited into a relationship with God where we become children of the one who is love. So now I'm going to have a go at rewriting that voiceover for the EastEnders trailer. It might not be such a drama-filled programme that I'm advertising, but it is the life that God hopes for us and longs for us. Family means getting together and having a laugh, making sure everyone's all right, because sometimes a smile isn't what it seems. We have not loved as we ought. We have not been loved as we should have been loved. Family means making mistakes, having regrets. It means seeking understanding and forgiveness, being understanding and forgiving. Family means keeping it together as much as possible. Or does it? Maybe family means looking out for when we or others might be falling apart and asking for help, offering help, not going it alone. Family means keeping safe. And when it all kicks off, you ask what honouring your relationships really means. Because it might mean making hard, difficult decisions. Family means new arrivals, starting again, coming to terms with the past and learning to live well with the consequences. Whatever happens, family does mean everything. Family means everything to God. Some family you choose, and some you don't. God loves us, and God chooses us. God is the one who says to each of us, "You are my child. With you, I am well pleased." Family means everything. Amen.